Ezekiel 34, 1 and 2. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, This is what the sovereign Lord God says. Woe to the shepherds of Israel who take care of themselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock?
Father, I thank you for the warnings that you give through your word. I know that as a member of the body of Christ that I have a responsibility to pray for the shepherds and the members. I will lift them up in prayer, Father. I ask that you revive the shepherds and the flock. Baptize all of us with your spirit and give us the boldness to speak your words. Amen.
Today, think about it. How often do you pray for the shepherds? How often do you lift that pastor of your church up in prayer? Or are you like an old wise pastor friend of mine once said, after church he asked me, Well, AJ, how many people do you think will have roast pastor for lunch today? Your pastor needs your prayers, and that shepherd needs your prayers more than anyone else does. Because he's been given a special gift to lead, to preach, to teach. And there's far more responsibility on him, my friends, than you.
Today's action, spend time today in prayer asking God to sanctify the shepherds, that they will be accountable for the flocks. Today's treasure is found in Matthew 3:11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.